Well, I imagine that a funnel was about to cover the whole thing.
Okay. What did you use? If you wanted your horses to go faster, if you're driving in a buggy or something, you know how that, all those issues got, and buggies are, what would you use?
Well, we had what you call buggy whips.
Buggy whips.
You take it out of the holder, you know, and tap it.
And if you bought like fruit or something at the store, the grocer would put them in a little bag or something. What kind of a bag? What were the bags made out of?
Well, they're made out of paper. They put them in a paper bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're going to buy a lot of sugar or flour or something, say 50 pounds, what would it be packaged in? What would it have been packaged in? What would it be packaged in now?
Well, the flour used to be in the cloth bags, but now they put it all up in paper bags.
And what about a real lot of it? Like if you're going to buy a whole great quantity of it?
Well, they used to buy it back, way back, buy it by the barrel, you know, wooden barrel. You get about 250 pounds of flour in a barrel, you know, you buy it that way.
Okay, what would you call a bag or sack that the potatoes are shipped in? Or feed or seed manure. What potatoes are shipped in something, or what would you call that bag, or something made out of rough cloth, or something that they would be?
Yeah, it would just be called a tote bag. Yeah. Some people like we call a tote sack, you know.
Tote sack. And if you're going to take a large amount of corn to the mill at one time, what would you call that quantity of corn? Or what would you call that amount that you're going to take to the mill? Or meal or wood or something, what would you call that you're going to take?
Well, that was usually called a turn of corn.
Sure.
Yeah, they know you could. We had big cotton bags and hold two bushels of corn. We'd shell it up and tie it up tight and put it up on a horse, you know, and carry it to the mill. Or we carried in a wagon, you know, sometimes.
Now that they've got electric lamps, the thing that you have to, when the light burns out, say, an electric lamp, what would be the thing you put in to replace the light?
Well, you'd have to put another bulb in, light bulb.
Light bulb?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're carrying out washing to hang it on the line, what do you carry that out in? What would you call that you carry it out in?
Well, you call it a clothes basket.
Well, what do nails come in? Not in a big barrel, but a little smaller thing.
Yeah, they used to come in kegs, you know, 100-pound kegs.
Oh.
Way back. Huh. 40, 50, 75 years ago. But now they come in pasteboard cartons, you know, 50-pound little cartons, little box, heavy-built box.
Okay, what are those things that go around the barrel? What would you call those to hold the wood in place?
Oh, that's the hooks.
Yeah. All right. What do you put in the top of the bottle to hold the thing in?
Top of a barrel?
Top of a bottle.
Oh, a bottle?
Mm-hmm.
You put a cork.
Cork.
Yeah, a cork stopper.
Cork stopper.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. There's a musical instrument that little children sometimes play and older people play. They hold it like this. Well,
yeah, that's what's called French harp.
French harp.
A harmonica.
Yeah.
Harmonica.
But what about the thing that you put in your teeth and pick your fingers and go nom, 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 like that?
Yeah, that was a juice heart.
Juice.
Yeah, a juice heart.